the way of the cross in union with Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Preparatory Prayer. My Heavenly Mother Mary, in union with Thee, I am about to go along the sorrowful way where Thou hast walked so many times. Is it possible that my heart should not be enkindled when I think of the tears which Thou hast shed on remembering the sufferings of Jesus, and when I realize the ardent love that inflamed Thy heart for God and for all Thy children? O Mother of Love, I give myself to Thee that I may share the sentiments of Thy heart. Suffer not that I should remain without feeling on seeing the many sufferings and insults borne for me. Change my heart, or rather give me Thine, that with Thee and through Thee I may have true compassion on Jesus suffering so much for me, that I may repent of my sins and henceforth love Him more generously. I beg Thee, O Mother, to apply the indulgences which I wish to gain to the souls in purgatory, and especially to the most forgotten souls. At the crosser station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping. Close to Jesus, to the last. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore Thee, O Christ, and we bless Thee.
Because by Thy holy cross Thou hast redeemed the world.
Try to penetrate into the anguished heart of your mother when she stops before the courthouse of Pilate and remembers how the clamorous multitude demanded, with horrible shouts, the blood of her divine Son. Who else but Jesus can understand the feelings of her heart? Please kneel. O Mary, I unite with Thine acts of reparation, offer them for me. I detest my self-love, my frivolity, and my lack of mortification, which are the cause of Thy sufferings and of the humiliations of Jesus. I now mercilessly condemn my evil inclinations, and more particularly, my predominant fault. O tender Mother, assist me with Thy help and with the grace of Thy Son. Impress upon my heart the feelings of repentance and of love, that before the tribunal of the Sovereign Judge, I may hear the sentence of the elect. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Through her heart his sorrow sharing, all his bitter anguish bearing. Now at length the sword had passed. The second station, Jesus receives his cross. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
I have a baptism of blood, wherewith I am to be baptized, and how am I straitened until it be accomplished? These words of Jesus show the intensity of the love with which he takes up and carries his cross. They also express the measure of Mary's love. Her heart, drawn by its love for Jesus, faithfully follows him in his ardent desires and consents to his sacrifice. Do I not know that this worthy mother, always conforming herself to the divine will, would have nailed her own son to the cross with her own hands, had it been necessary for the salvation of my soul? What shall I render to the Queen of my heart and to thee, O my Jesus, for that excess of love? Thou hast given me to understand that, in order to please thee, I must conquer myself. I must renounce myself every day of my life. I must patiently bear with the shortcomings of my neighbor. I must practice the Christian virtues and fight the good fight. Please kneel. O Mary, I consecrate myself to thee at this moment as firmly as if I did it for the first time in my life. Give me thy love. Give to all thy children such true love as will enable them to shun no sacrifice in serving and pleasing thee. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother, highly blessed. Of the soul begotten one. The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
How heavily the cross weighs upon our meek Savior, now that he is weakened by so many sufferings. He totters under the blows and the rough treatment which are mercilessly dealt out to him, and now he falls prostrate to the ground. The thorns of his crown enter deeper into his head. But why this first fall, which causes so much pain to the heart of Mary? It is to atone for your sins of pride, which have made you the slave of Satan. Make amends to the Mother of Sorrows, and beg her to obtain pardon for you. Please kneel. O Mother, by all the sufferings which thou hast endured, cure me of my pride, which steals into my best actions, which displeases thy Son so much, and hinders the perfect union of my soul with thee. By this first fall, Jesus expiates the loss of my baptismal innocence. O Mother, how this thought ought to rend my heart with bitter remorse. But I have given myself wholly to thee, that in thee I may find the remedy for my misfortune. I trust in thy wisdom, which knows how to cure me. I place my hope in thy goodness, which will do it without fail, because I ask thee for it. O Lord Jesus, give children to thy mother. Give her slaves of love more numerous than the stars in the heavens, and as pure and innocent as the angels. Multiply them in her virginal heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Christ above in torment hangs. She beneath beholds the pangs of her dying glorious Son. The fourth station. Jesus meets his mother Mary. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
Who will tell us of the feelings of the Son and of the Mother in this painful meeting? Servant of Mary, ask yourself what must be the effect produced upon the loving heart of Our Lady by this look of Jesus, which had pierced so gently, yet so mightily, the soul of Peter after his denial. Admire and exalt the exceeding love of these two hearts that tire not of suffering in order to save you. Please kneel. My Heavenly Mother, had I but the hearts of all the saints wherewith to console thee for all the anguish which thou hast felt for my salvation, to supply the deficiency of my cold heart, I offer thee the tender compassion which Jesus had on thee in this sad meeting, and I beg thee to present to him in my behalf thy acts of reparation and of love. Remember, dear Mother, that I also am thy child. Come then to meet me and to strengthen me on the difficult and dangerous road of this life. Be always near me by that habitual presence with which thou favorest thy devoted ones. Visit also at this moment the souls in purgatory, especially those that are forgotten, and when my soul departs from this world, come to meet me and present me to Jesus.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucify, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Is there one who would not weep? Whelmed in misery so deep. Christ, dear Mother, to behold. The fifth station, the Cyrenian helps Jesus to carry the cross. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
Jesus has borne the weight of your sins. He has paid all your debts. Yet he has left you a share in this work of redeeming yourself as well as in his sufferings. That is what he gives you to understand by calling the Cyrenian to help him carry the cross. Child of the Queen of Martyrs, be convinced of this truth, that wherever you go, you will find trials and afflictions. Now is the time for you to suffer, and that is your only way to reach heaven. But see how good your Savior is. He has given you his mother, and to you who have consecrated yourself to her, she is more particularly a mother who will be your stay and your consolation in this vale of tears. Who, indeed, carries his cross most easily and with most merit, if not the faithful servant of this sweet mother? Please kneel. O heavenly comforter of the children of God, be always my tender and merciful Cyrenian. Thou knowest my weakness. Be my help in carrying my cross and my support in the trials and the cares of this life. Thou, whose love extends to all creatures, be the help also of those who have charge of others, priests, magistrates, superiors, and teachers. Pour out upon them in abundance the spirit of zeal and devotedness in the discharge of their duties. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucify, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Can the human heart refrain from partaking in her pain? In that mother's pain untold.
The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
A holy woman makes her way through the crowd and wipes the sacred face of our Redeemer. The love of Jesus, generous beyond all measure. He does not wait till the day of final recompense, but even in the midst of his sufferings and humiliations, he rewards the valor of this pious woman. What a consolation for Mary to witness this act of charity rendered to her divine Son. Do you wish to give her the same joy? You will do so if you guard zealously the purity of your soul in which Jesus dwells by his grace.
If you should, unfortunately, commit sin, lose no time in wiping away that stain from your soul by a sincere act of contrition while you wait for the opportunity to receive the sacrament of penance. But what grief you will cause your Blessed Mother if, through lukewarmness and affection for sin, you allow your soul to remain more sullied than was the face of Jesus during his passion. Please kneel. O my Sovereign, let thy mercy triumph over my rebellious and craven nature. Let thy tender hand wipe from my soul not only the stains of sin, but also its consequences, which would paralyze the effects of thy reign in my heart. Restore to the soul of thy children the image of Jesus in all his beauty. Obtain for us great purity of heart, of body, and mind, that we may be made worthy to contemplate the face of God forever in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Bruised, derided, cursed, defiled, she beheld her tender child. All with bloody scourges rent. The seventh station, Jesus falls a second time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee,
because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
The second fall of Jesus is far more painful than the first. The sight of the many sins which I have committed even in my early youth, and of my numberless infidelities, bears him down and causes him to fall again. Mary discerns this mystery more clearly than any other human creature, and, therefore, she feels more keenly the torments which rend the heart of Jesus. Why is my heart not broken by these sad thoughts? By this second fall, Jesus expiates more particularly the disordinate love of ourselves and of the seductions of the world, which are the cause of so many sins and of the eternal ruin of numberless souls. Please kneel. O Mary, I beseech thee by the tears and the sorrows of Jesus to cure me of my disordinate love of creatures and to wean me from all the things which one day I must necessarily leave behind. O wise and faithful Virgin, teach me to appraise the maxims of the world at their true value. O tender Mother, obtain for all the privileged children of thy love that the remembrance of thy sorrows may detach their heart from this world and themselves, and cause them to cling more affectionately to thy holy and immaculate heart.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucify, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
For the sins of his own nation, saw him hang in desolation, till his spirit forth he sent.
The eighth station, Jesus consoles the women of Jerusalem. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee,
because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
Who shall give us to understand the kindness of the heart of Jesus and his compassion on us in our sufferings? He forgets his own excruciating pains and speaks words of consolation to the holy women who follow him. Always remember that Jesus is our comforter in all our afflictions, and whatever be the nature of our sufferings, we may go to him in company with Mary and seek relief from his sacred heart. Where can we find a better friend than in him who laid down his life for love of us? Weep not over me, but weep for yourselves. Wretched creatures that we are, why are we so hardened as to remain without feeling in the presence of so much suffering endured for us, as to remain deaf to that voice which tells us clearly that we must shed tears because of the many sins for which we have not done penance, because of the many dangers to our soul, and the many hardships on the way that leads to eternal life? Please kneel. O Mary, who by the will of Jesus art my supplement to speak to him, to petition him, to praise him in my behalf, shed but one tear upon my heart to soften its hardness, and press upon it the wounds of Jesus, and give it a true desire for sincere penance. Let thy blessed and most powerful hand avert the chastisements which we deserve. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucify, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
O the Mother, Fount of Love, touch my spirit from above. Make my heart with thine accord.
The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee,
because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
Jesus falls three times on the road to Calvary to expiate the great evils with which sin has wounded the human heart. In his last fall, our meek Savior atones for our love of pleasure. Consider the abyss of reproaches and sorrows in which he lies,
as the executioners renew their blows and their insults, as they tread on this innocent lamb and drag him along. Please kneel. O my Heavenly Mother, whose heart was rent again and again, when after the ascension thou didst stand motionless and overwhelmed with sorrow at this station, help me to atone for the many sensualities of which I have rendered myself guilty. If you would keep chaste, says a saint, you must obtain this grace by prayer and an ardent love for Our Lady, the Queen and Model of Virgins. O Virgin most chaste, who didst remain spotless as a lily among thorns, make me pure. Obtain for us, who are dedicated to Thee, a special love for this angelic virtue of purity, a holy love, which will make us dread whatever may tarnish it in the least. Obtain for us that severe modesty, which is the mark of Thy true children.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Make me feel as thou hast felt. Make my soul to glow and melt with the love of Christ my Lord.
The 10th station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
Alas, we have allowed the devil to strip us of the robe of our innocence, and Jesus wishes to restore it to us at any cost. Behold your Redeemer in the dreadful torments which he now endures. They roughly tear off his garments, which had become encrusted in the wounds of his body. Thus, the sores are opened afresh, and pieces of torn flesh adhere to the garments of our gentle Savior. Ask yourself to what extent this inhuman treatment must have renewed the woes of Mary's immaculate heart. Behold, this mother of sorrows seems to say to you, what Jesus has paid in atonement for your exaggerated love of fashions and luxuries, for your vanity and immodesty in dress. Please kneel. O Mother, I beg thy pardon for having so often made thee sad by my vanity. Make me love that exterior modesty and simplicity which are so pleasing to Thee. Help us, who are the children of Thy love, to strip ourselves of our self-love, our self-will, our conceit, which destroy Thy work in us and deprive our souls of its merits for heaven. By Thy tears and by the wounds of Jesus, clothe us with the double garments of thy virtues and riches, which thou reservest for thy true servants, that we may appear with confidence before the judgment seat of thy Son.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Holy Mother, pierce me through. In my heart each wound renew, of my Savior crucified.
The 11th Station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
What heart-rending anguish for Mary to hear the repeated blows which are struck to nail the sacred body of Jesus to the cross. What martyrdom she undergoes. Every wound inflicted upon the body of the Son is impressed on the soul of the Mother. Her suffering is so great at this moment, thinks St. Bernardine of Siena, that if it were divided among all creatures that are able to suffer, each and all would die at the very instant. How then is it that our exalted Queen does not expire with her Son? The love of the Son keeps the mother from more suffering, so that the children may have life more abundantly. Please kneel. With Mary, adore Jesus, and renew your baptismal vows, together with your consecration to Our Lady. O good Jesus, nailed to the cross for love of me, I renew at this moment the vows of my baptism and the perfect consecration of myself to thy Holy Mother. By the nails which crushed thy bones and cut thy veins, by all the sorrows of thy mother, fasten me inseparably to thee. Through this beautiful and perfect devotion to Mary, imbue with it my every thought, all my affections, and all my work. Thou hast said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all things to myself. Draw me to thee more and more by an intimate union with thy Holy Mother. Draw many souls to thee. Draw all Christians, all the peoples of the earth. O Jesus, let Mary reign perfectly in our hearts, that thou mayest reign there thyself in this life and in the next.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Let me share with thee his pain, who for all our sins was slain, who for me in torments died.
The 12th Station. Jesus dies upon the cross. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
To approach our dying Savior in a worthy manner, let us go to him in union with Mary. To understand his sufferings better, let us think of Mary's sorrow. Do we not know that Jesus loves to see us share in the pains of his mother? Child of Mary, contemplate the Queen of Martyrs, who says to you while she shows you her most afflicted heart, attend and see if there be any sorrow like to mine. Answer her, weeping and heartbroken. O Virgin, daughter of Zion, great as the sea is thy sorrow, and bitter as its billows. Would that I could compensate thee worthily, and render due homage to thine exceeding love for me. To supply my insufficiency, I offer thee the divine compassion which Jesus had on thee. He alone knows the weight and measure of thy sorrows. O Jesus, hanging on the cross, speak to me thy life-giving words. Woman, behold thy child. Child, behold thy mother. Please kneel. O Mary, I do not deserve to be called thy child, but Jesus has willed that it should be so. Show thyself my mother. To compensate for my poverty, I offer thee the praises of the angels and of all thy devoted children. I offer thee the heart of Jesus and the love of the Blessed Trinity. I place myself in thy hands and leave to thee the full right to dispose of me and of all that is mine, according to thy good pleasure and that of thy divine Son.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Let me mingle tears with thee, mourning him who mourned for me. All the days that I may live.
The 13th Station. Jesus is taken down from the cross and laid in Mary's arms. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
What grief is added to Our Lady's sorrows when she sees that the executioners do not respect the body of her dear Son, even now that he is dead. How painfully is her maternal heart pierced with the prophetic words of Simeon, when the lance opens the divine heart of Jesus, in which, according to the words of St. Bernard, she dwelt herself. What anguish she feels at this moment. The body of Jesus is taken down and placed in Mary's arms. How her heart is rent again, now that she has a close view of the horrible wounds. She now recalls the sweet caresses which she received from this loving child when he rested upon her bosom. She gazes at the many grievous wounds inflicted by the executioners, and while she thus contemplates the lifeless body, her soul is pierced by 1,000 swords. Devout child of Mary, Meditate profoundly on this mystery. Remember that Jesus consented to be covered with wounds in order to heal your sinful soul. Beg the Mother of Sorrows to obtain for you the grace that will cure you entirely. Please kneel. O Virgin Most Holy, permit me, unworthy though I am, to place myself with Jesus in thine arms. By the bleeding wounds of his lifeless body, heal the sores of my soul. Purify my body and its senses. Cleanse my heart in the blood of thy Son, and with thee unite me to the Sacred Heart of Jesus forever.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
By the cross with thee to stay, there with thee to weep and pray, is all I ask of thee to give.
The 14th Station. Jesus is laid in the sepulcher. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee.
Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world.
The sacrifice of Mary, like that of Jesus, must be complete. The adorable body, which she so lovingly pressed to her bosom, is laid in the tomb and disappears from before her eyes. Ah, how willingly would she be buried with Jesus! But if she must separate herself from his body, she remains hidden in his sacred wounds. It is said that when our divine Savior had been laid in the sepulcher, Mary blessed the stone which covered the entrance, saying, I bless thee, O stone, chosen by God to hide my Son from the eyes of men. Mayest thou guard him. This heavenly Mother speaks likewise even now, when she sees her Eucharistic Son descend into our hearts in Holy Communion. She blesses our heart as the tomb of her Son. She remains there to adore him and does not lose sight of him. Console your heavenly Mother once more, and with a loving heart say to her, please kneel. O sweet Virgin, my Mother, I implore thee to engrave thy wounds of my Savior upon my heart. Thy soul was another Calvary, which reflected all the sufferings of Jesus. May our souls be true copies of thine. Forget not all that thou hast suffered for our sake. May we, after thine example, be mindful until death of the sorrowful events of Calvary, and may their remembrance ever sustain us in our sufferings. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Crucify, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
And help the suffering souls in purgatory.
Virgin of all virgins blessed, listen to my fond request. Let me share thy grief divine. Let me to my latest breath in my body bear the death of that dying Son of thine. Wounded with his every wound, deep my soul till it hath swooned in his very blood away. Be to me, O Virgin, nigh, lest in flames I burn and die in his awful judgment day. Christ, when thou shalt call me hence, be thy mother my defense. Be thy cross my victory. While my body here decays, may my soul thy goodness praise, safe in paradise with thee. Amen.
Concluding prayer. O merciful God, may we always gratefully remember the sufferings of our Redeemer. For the sake of his cruel pains, help us to avoid the pleasures of this world, to carry our cross willingly, and to increase in all perfections, that we, as inhabitants of the heavenly kingdom, may render thee incessant praise and unceasing adoration. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.